शुश्रूषोषधानस्य वासुदेव कतारुचिः श्यान्महत्सेवया विप्राः पुण्यतीर्थनिषेवनात्. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
Shrinvatam svakatah krishnah punyashravanakirtanah hridayantastohyabhadrani vidunoti suhritsatam.
Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Tada rajastamo bhavah kamalobadayaschaye cheta etair anaviddam sitam satve prasidati.
As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy.
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate.
Thus, established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association.
Vidyate hridaya grantesh chidyante sarva samshayah kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare.
Thus, the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yasoda Jamuna Tira Vana Shari Jamuna Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Govi Janavallava Girivara Dari Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Chari Jamuna Tira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Namo Shrimad Bhagavad Hamsa Bhagavad Rajika Chaya, Sisu with AC, Bhakti Vedana Sanskrit of Prabhupada Ki Jaya, Namo Chahari Vastakur Ki Jaya. Pram Sagaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai, Sri Sri Rana Krishna Gova Gopada Shama Kunda Radha Kudda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavantam Ki Jai, Navadaptam Ki Jai, Ganga Jamuna Tulsi Bhakta Devi Ki Jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki Jai, Go Premanandi, All glories assemble the bodies, all glories assemble the bodies, all glories assemble the bodies, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Om Vishnu Banaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswata Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pastachadesha Tarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Swasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 1, Verse 13. Kridantastan upa vrajya Kumara yadu nandana Upa sangrihya apaprachu Avinita avinitavat
Amen. Tridanta, playing, Tan, them, Upavraja, approaching, Kumara, the young boys, Yadu Nandana, the sons of Yadu dynasty, Upasangrisha, taking hold of the sage's feet. Paprachu, they asked, Avinita, not humble, Vinitavat, acting as if humble. Translation: to that holy place, the young boys of the Yadu dynasty had brought Samba, the son of Jambavati, dressed in woman's garb. Playfully approaching the great sages gathered there, the boys grabbed hold of the sages' feet and impudently asked them with feigned humility, O learned Brahmanas, this black-eyed pregnant woman has something to ask you. She is too embarrassed to inquire for herself. She is just about to give birth and is very desirous of having a son. Since all of you are great sages with infallible vision, please tell us whether that her child will be a boy or a girl. Purport: Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has made the following comment. The impudent behavior of the young Yadus towards the sages headed by Narada, who were all Brahmanas and devotees of the Lord, was a display of deviation from the path of Lord Krishna. Similarly, although the Prakrita Sahajiyas think of themselves as intimate associates of Krishna, the supremely merciful Lord's determination is perfectly correct in working to finish such false devotees. Such impostors actually never accept real service to Krishna. The Yadu Kumara's deception is termed seemingly humble, meaning that in fact they were anything but humble. Therefore, the ridiculing of Vaishnavas by the Lord's family resulted in a great offense against the devotees of the Lord. A similar incident occurred during the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when his own mother offended Sri Advaita Acharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally rectified this offense against a great Vaishnava, and thus the Lord showed his magnanimity. The Lord's pastime of destroying the Yadu dynasty is also a demonstration of his mercy to his devotees. Believing the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, and Rishis to be foolishly lacking knowledge in material affairs of sense gratification, the Yadu Kumaras dressed Samba, the son of Jambavati, as a woman and tried to mock the saintly assembly. Lord Krishna wanted to teach that such an offense committed against great devotees by his associate Samba would be the cause of the Yadu dynasty's destruction, all as part of his lila. In modern times, such misbehavior has also manifested itself within the Gaudiya Vaishnav community. Unauthorized persons have initiated the process of deceitfully bestowing a woman's dress on their followers. This process is to be counted as a variety of aparad or offense against Krishna. Such an attempt to cheapen and ridicule devotional service to Krishna is certainly caused by envy towards the real Vaishnavas who are faithfully engaged in devotional service according to the rules and regulations of the Vedic literature. Thus, Rupa Goswami has said, Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Adi, Pancharatra, Vidim, Vana, Aikantiki, Harer, Bhaktir, Utpatayaiva, Kalpate. If one wants to demonstrate his great devotion to the Supreme Lord, but his process of devotional service violates the standard procedures of revealed scriptures such as Sruti, Smriti, Puranas, and Narada Pancharatra, then his alleged love of God will simply disturb society by misleading people from the auspicious path of spiritual advancement. The taking of a woman's clothing by a man in Krishna Lila was intended to point out this fact. Such an act amounts to cheating and ridicule of the devotees of Krishna. Samba is a personal associate of the Lord, but acting as a harbinger of the future misfortune to be created in Kali Yuga by bogus followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Samba display this didactic pastime to help the living entities be blessed on the correct path of devotional service. The boys said to the sages, O rishis, O brahmanas, O Narada and great personalities, can you tell us whether it will be a son or a daughter that will be born from this pregnant woman's womb? By addressing pure Vaishnavas in this way, they anticipated the fraudulent sampradayas of the modern age in their practice of sakhi bekya, or dressing men as female associates of the gopis. The unauthorized activity constitutes contempt and mockery of the pure devotees of the Lord. Many false yogis, imagining they are distributing first-class devotion on the liberated platform, attempt to award the status of pure devotee to candidates totally ignorant of the transcendental tastes of Madhurya Rati, or the Lord's conjugal love in the spiritual world, even though they know that the general populace is unfit to imitate the liberated associates of the Lord. They artificially decorate ordinary persons with the ornaments of spiritual perfection, such as tears, a melted heart, and standing on hand of the bodily hairs. Thus, these bogus yogis introduce a process that misleads the world. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that the great misfortune caused by such false yogis or kuyogis was impossible to forestall in Kali Yuga, he infected them with insane desires for material objects of lust, so that ordinary persons can easily identify such false yogis as deviated from the path of pure devotional service. The mockery of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas by the young boys of the Yadu dynasty who dress Samba in woman's garb, and the resultant destruction of the Yadu dynasty, conclusively demonstrate the uselessness of the Sahajya Sampradayas. Srila Jiva Goswami has confirmed that the lack of humility showed by the sons of the Yadu dynasty was an arrangement by the Lord himself. In other words, the members of the Yadu dynasty are ultimately associates of Lord Krishna, and to facilitate the instructive pastimes of the Lord, they acted in apparently unethical ways. Translation: to that holy place, the young boys of the Yadu dynasty had brought Samba, son of Jambavati, dressed in woman's garb. Playfully approaching the great sages gathered there, the boys grabbed hold of the sages' feet and impudently asked them with feigned humility, O learned Brahmanas, this black-eyed pregnant woman has something to ask you. She is too embarrassed to inquire for herself. She is just about to give birth and is very desirous of having a son. Since all of you are great sages with infallible vision, please tell us whether her child will be a boy or a girl. So here we have a description of the offense that was committed by the children of the Yadu dynasty. It describes them here as being avinita, or not being humble, and at the same time pretending to be humble. So they pretended to be humble, and therefore they touched the feet of the great sages, and in a soft voice they inquired, as if very seriously, about whether this woman would have a son or a daughter, when it was all a joke, actually. They had disguised Samba as a woman. So they were making a joke of the great devotees of the Lord, who included persons like Narada Muni. As we know, Narada was offended previously by the sons of Kuvera, and he cursed them. So even the great sages get offended by different persons who can't understand their position. In this case, of course, the people who were the offenders were very special. They were not just the sons of ignorant, drunken sons of Kuvera. They were members of the Yadu dynasty, part of Krishna's own family, So how could they commit such a great offense? So it looks more serious, since they were such elevated devotees themselves. How would they offend other devotees? The sons of Kuvera, of course, we can say because they were sons of a devata, and the devatas are devotees, in one sense devotees, but they were not directly related to Krishna. But here the Yadus are direct relatives of Krishna, and Krishna resided with the Yadus in Dwarka for a long period of time. So that shows his attachment to them. In spite of that, then these young boys insulted the great devotees, including Narada Muni. So a very, very serious offense, because they should have known better than to do such a thing, to joke with the great devotees of the Lord. We see that Krishna himself was very humble in front of sages like Narada Muni. When Narada Muni came to Dwarka, he worshipped him and touched his feet and asked how he could serve him. So Krishna gave a very good example of how to act in front of the great devotees. In this case, we see that Samba and the other children did the opposite. They were joking with the great devotees. So a very, very serious offense against, we can say, against the will of Krishna even. They did such a thing. The offense, of course, is that one should approach the devotees with great respect. So not only they didn't respect, they pretended to respect them. On the other hand, they were joking with them, which is even worse. They were trying to make fun of them in some way by showing their ignorance or whatever, by disguising Samba as a woman. So great disrespect they showed to the great sages. Even if there were no curse, if the sages did not curse the Yadu dynasty at all, but there was offense on the part of the children of the Yadu dynasty, still there would be some result for this offense. It doesn't take a curse to create a problem. The curse is an external manifestation of a problem. But even if the sages didn't curse, the Yadus would get a bad effect from this. So the offense will eventually give a result to the offender. It's unavoidable. Now, in this case, it was all an arrangement of the Supreme Lord. So this, the offense, the committing of the offense and getting the reaction to the offense, are an arrangement of the Supreme Lord. So it's a little bit different. In normal cases, any offense committed must give a certain result unless the offender recognizes his mistake and goes to the offended person and apologizes. Then he can get rid of a lot of the effect. Otherwise, the effect will come upon that person, a disastrous effect. So that is the general arrangement. In this case, of course, it was a little bit different because this was an arrangement of the Supreme Lord. So the sage has cursed the Yadu dynasty. And the Yadus felt helpless after that. And then the effect came in the form of the destruction of the Yadu dynasty. So this was not just due to offense, this was the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. But it takes the form of offense and reaction to offense just to teach the people of this world
that one should not commit offenses against the devotees, because one will get very bad results. In this case, the bad result was destruction of the whole dynasty. That is even the family of Krishna as a result of offense. That's a very strong reaction to an offense. So this teaches us that we have to be very careful of offending the Vaishnavas. So there are various grades of Vaishnavas. These Vaishnavas were very exalted. They were very famous. And they included even the Narada Muni, who was Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord. So in that case, the offense is very, very great. However, even if the devotee is not so advanced, one cannot make an excuse, well, they're not so advanced, so we can commit offenses against them. That also is not proper. So any devotee, one has to be careful that one does not commit offense. And in fact, not only devotees, but living entities in general, one has to respect. So this is one of the preliminary rules of bhakti, that one does not disturb other living entities. They don't even have to be Vaishnavas or human beings. Just living entities in general, one does not disturb them. And of course, if it's human beings, then we're very careful. And then we have different types of human beings, all the way up into brahmanas and the different varnas, etc. So we have to be very careful to give respect to all these entities and all the human beings and all the varnas up to the brahmana, etc. But even greater than the brahmana is the Vaishnava. So he is the one who has to be given the most respect of all the persons. And, of course, the counter is to commit aparad, to not respect and commit aparads of various sorts. So, then among Vaishnavas, we have those who are Vaishnava Praya, almost Vaishnavas. They may worship the Lord, though they have all sorts of wrong philosophical conceptions. Okay, still, they're, because they worship the Lord, they get some credit for that. So they get some respect. Then we have those who are actually knowledgeable of Vaishnava philosophy and are worshiping the Supreme Lord. They also get respect, greater respect. And then among those, we have various, we have the Kanishthas, and the Madhyamas, and the Uttamas, etc. And of those, the Uttama gets the highest respect of all. But in no case do we disrespect anyone, not even other living entities, what to speak of human beings or Vaishnavas. So, the respect takes different forms. So, for the elevated Vaishnavas, one with great enthusiasm serves and follows their instructions. That is the type of respect one should show. To those who are in the medium or equal level to oneself, then one acts in a friendly manner. And to those who are inferior, one tries to give guidance. But in no case do we disrespect or offend. So that is the way in which the Vaishnava treats other Vaishnavas. So if the offense is against the greater Vaishnava, then of course the offense is greater, obviously. But then even among offenses, there are different types of offenses, or various seriousnesses of offenses. If the offense is not very serious, we get a slight disturbance. And if we get a very serious offense, we get more disturbance. So the offense can operate on two levels. One is the karma level. Just as sinful activities give us karma, so by doing aparad, we get some suffering. So we get a physical problem. But more serious than that is the effect on bhakti. The offender's bhakti gets damaged by
committing offenses. Yeah? His bhakti becomes weaker. And if the offense is very serious, then the bhakti may get destroyed. You have no bhakti, ultimately. So that is a more serious effect of aparad, that there's no more bhakti left. In the case of the Yadus and their offense, it was just a gross physical effect, an appearance. Yadu dynasty gets destroyed. But we don't find that the Yadus lost their bhakti. No. In apricot form, they're still going on the pastimes of the Lord. So it was just an appearance, then it had a physical form to it. But more serious for the real devotee is that if they commit aparads, then their bhakti also decreases, or it could get extinguished even due to the offense. So the seriousness of the offense, of course, depends upon the intention. We have accidental offense, which will cause some effect of weakening of bhakti. But there was no bad intention on the part of the person, but somehow somebody got upset with him. So there's some offense involved there, but that we can say is a minor disturbance to one's bhakti. So more serious than that is intentional offense. We deliberately want to cause disturbance to another person, so we may do something or say something that causes problems for that person. That is more serious. So then we'll get more disturbance to the bhakti because of that. Now the seriousness of this is that if there's less bhakti, then we're inclined to do less bhakti, but the only means of recovering from the aparad is to do bhakti. So then we get stuck because due to offense, we don't want to do bhakti. And if we don't do bhakti, we can never recover from the offense. So we can never make bhakti strong again. So that's the problem with committing aparads. We can gradually lose bhakti completely because our interest in bhakti gets less and less and less. So therefore, the devotee is warned to be very careful about committing aparad. And the example is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's like the mad elephant. That's the Vaishnava aparad, intentional one. So the mad elephant will come into a garden and uproot the trees, the banana trees or whatever. Or stamp on everything and crush it. So therefore, the plant has no chance of survival. So that can be the devastating effect of Vaishnava aparad. You can completely destroy the bhakti. So that's the extreme case. So therefore, the devotees have to be careful in all cases. And the only remedy if they have committed offense is to apologize to the Vaishnava, to repent, and try to get forgiveness from that devotee and continue the process of bhakti. By doing that, eventually they get cured. Of course, some damage is there, like if a plant gets damaged, it takes some time for the plant to recover. After a while, then it becomes stronger and stronger. So in the same way, a person who commits aparad, if he follows the correct process, then gradually the bhakti begins to recover, like a plant recovers. Or a person who was sick gradually recovers. So the example is given of a person who has jaundice, liver defect. So because of the defect in the liver, he cannot eat properly and has no appetite. And particularly, sugar tastes very bitter. So the person who commits aparad does not have a taste for bhakti. He's not enthusiastic to do bhakti anymore. But the cure for jaundice is to take the sugar candy, even though it is bitter. So therefore, the intelligent devotee who's committed aparad, even though he has no taste for bhakti, should with his intelligence take the medicine. He should perform the bhakti anyway. And if he does so, just like the sugar candy, you keep taking it and taking it and taking it, even though it is bitter, gradually your liver gets cured, and then you begin to taste the sweetness again. So similarly, the devotee who has committed aparad, if he continues to do the bhakti in spite of the fact that it is difficult for him, eventually he develops a taste for bhakti again, and then it becomes easier for him, until finally he recovers. So that is the seriousness of offense, the Vaishnava aparad, that it can cause very serious problems for the devotional life of a person, and therefore it is emphasized over and over again that one has to be very, very careful not to commit the Vaishnava aparad. So in this case, it was not real aparad, because the Yadus were actually exalted devotees of the Lord, and the young, even the young boys like Samba were devotees of the Lord, and exalted devotees of the Lord. So therefore, it was actually impossible for them to really commit aparads in this way. So as the purport shows, it's actually not their fault. But this is a leela of the Lord, is to show the effect of aparad, and to the danger of aparad. And at the same time, it was an arrangement of the Lord for the Yadus to disappear. So we should never blame the children of the Yadu dynasty for destroying that dynasty, because normally they would not act in this particular way. They were followers of Krishna, all very, very gentle and humble. But this case, by the arrangement of the Lord, they showed some pride and lack of humility, and therefore they joked with the great sages.
Hari Hari Bol.